Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 723, and we're looking at sunshine today, increasing sunshine once these clouds start to burn off, and high temperatures in the mid-60s. It's 41 at Cincinnati's Q102. Looks like we got a stimulus deal, guys. I don't know the details, but I know it's a lot of money. Really expensive, like $2 trillion worth. And I'm not quite
That'll
sure.
That'll help some people, right?
Yeah. I haven't got the breakdown yet in terms of how much and what that's going to mean in terms of your personal dollars and cents. But yesterday, President Trump said he does want to open this country up by Easter.
Wow. I don't know how that's going
to
happen.
Well, I did watch that press conference, and he said he would like to.
Yeah, Easter is less than three weeks away. He did back off a little, saying, we'll only do it if it's good. But, you know, he likes the idea of opening the country up on Easter. You know, it's a celebratory time. How joyous would that be if we could make it happen? Don't know how realistic it is.
I mean, I'd like to be married to Brad Pitt.
It's always good to be optimistic.
You know?
Right.
You sit here and talk all day about the things we'd like to have or do.
I don't know if he's the best option for you, Jen.
You don't think Brad and I'd be a good fit?
Yeah, I don't know, because he has all that history with Angelina, and I don't know if you'd be able to get over that.
Yeah, like how would you and Jen get along if you were with Brad Pitt? How would that work?
Are you kidding?
Well, they're friends.
She would love it.
They're friends. I mean, I could consult her on all kinds of different issues in the relationship. Did he do this with you, too? Because it's very frustrating.
Jen Aniston. It's me, your friend Jen Jordan.
Hi, Jen. It's Jen.
Me and Brad are going through something. And I just kind of want to run this by you.
Amazing thruple in the world. Jennifer
Aniston.
That
would be a thruple I would almost.
Jen Jordan and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I think I could live with that thruple.
You have to call him and see how he likes cottages. And
how do you feel about organic farms, Brad? Would you like to come for a visit, please?
We need to get you out of Hollywood, Brad.
Come to Warren County, Ohio's playground.
That's right. What else do we have here this morning? We're talking about the vaccine. As coronavirus continues to spread around the world, there's always been a fear that it could mutate and become more dangerous or harder to stop or both. So here's some very hopeful news, guys. Researchers have found that the virus is not mutating quickly. The version that's affecting Americans has less than 10 genetic differences from the original strain in Wuhan, China. A molecular geneticist at Johns Hopkins University says it's a relatively small number of mutations for having passed through such a large number of people. So that means that right now, it looks like it could be possible to develop just one vaccine against this virus like we have for, say, the measles, rather than a new one every year like we need for the seasonal flu. Now, granted, the vaccine is still somewhere between a year and a year and a half away, but the fact that it looks like it could just take one vaccine is extremely good news for all of us looking for a light at the end of this tunnel. And some other coronavirus developments that are making headlines right now. The spring breaker who became the face of coronavirus irresponsibility.
And when we first talked about him, I think it was Fritch who said.
Oh, I totally said it. I was like, oh my gosh, could you imagine being his mother? Oh, I bet he's from Ohio. And guess what? Milford.
I know.
Milford or Ohio. I'm just saying that's where he's from.
Right. You got to give the kid props, though, for owning up to it and apologizing. What 100. Else do you what else are you going to ask him to do?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
That's what
and
you
I,
do.
You know, right.
That's
and I don't
what
think
teenagers
we need
do.
To.
They make
I really
want to
interview
choices.
Him, though, and talk to him and be like, so how long was it before that aired? Did your mom call you? Did she or he or your dad or whoever's taking care of you? In your world, say, get your ass in the car and get home now. I just saw you with Lester Holt, and you are going to be quarantined to your room for a month. Get here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's I hate to see people piling on him. You know, he doesn't deserve that bullying. I mean, come on. Let's all go back to that age and remember the dumb things
that That's how you learn and become a better person.
Did. Exactly. And so let's give him that space to learn and grow, right?
Plus, I mean, didn't you guys ever go on college spring break?
I went to Daytona Beach two times.
That was such a bleep show. I mean, I remember my friend Tia and I hitchhiking, like not even remotely anything I ever want my kid to do.
No, I mean, I woke up in hotel rooms where there were like 20 kids and the carpet is soaked in beer and there's beer bongs all over the room. And
I was an absolute nerd. Me and some friends drove to Alberta.
What did you do in Alberta? I hear it's beautiful there.
Did you rent a cabin in the woods or what were you doing?
Canada. We stopped in Wawa, Ontario, and we saw the world's largest ceramic goose. We went to Thunder Bay. Tim. We went to Winnipeg. I think we stayed at the same hotel as the scene they shot in The Office. I'm not kidding. I got a speeding ticket in Saskatoon.
How old were you? And don't say 21.
20-something. I was like 20 or 21.
What were you drinking? Boone's Farm?
Well, in Canada, legal age is 19, so we were drinking lots of Canadian beer.
Did you have some of those coolers, those little wine coolers?
Oh, no, God. No. We were beer drinkers.
And who went? Did you go on the spring break with your mom? Or was
No,
was
me and my friend
else?
Phil and Doug, the three of us. We road tripped and we saw on the way back after we saw the Canadian Rockies, we saw Mount Rushmore and Buffalo and all sorts of stuff. And then we didn't talk to each other for about 6 months.
Yeah. Too much alone time. Too much time together.
Awesome. Jeff, did you ever go on spring break? What were your memories like?
We went to Marco Island. So my girlfriend and my prom date at the time, her dad owned an entire multi-unit condominium complex. It's still there today. It's a high rise. It's not one of the bigger ones. It's one of the older ones. But we got a block of rooms on the top floor. They all had balconies. They're all facing the west, so you could see the sunset over the Gulf. And Marco Island is not really overrun with spring breakers. I mean, there were enough there to make it fun. But what was great about it is that we had that entire beach to ourselves. And we were walking distance to a 7-Eleven. So, I mean, we had pretty much everything we really ever needed in life right there. Those were some good times. Anyway, I drove by that the last time I was down in Florida. Because, like, really? I would buy a timeshare in that building.
Would you really?
They have kept
it's not
that
a dump timeshare.
No,
a dump?
They have done an amazing job at maintaining those properties, and that's one of the things that I still love about Marco Island today. Is that if you want, like, in my opinion, the ultimate beach vacation in Florida is Marco Island because it's so clean and it's affordable and it's not overrun by the bleep heads.
Oh, really? Wow. How do you get there? Do you fly into Marco Island?
Yeah.
Or is
so
that like a...
no, you would fly into Fort Myers, and then it's just south of Naples. So it's not, you know, it's maybe an hour drive from Southwest Regional Airport.
Wow. Cool.
This is the first.
I might put it on our list when I get out of this quarantine.
Oh, for sure. You should talk to Captain Karen. She takes Cooper down every year.
Yeah.
Yep. And I could even give you a hotel to stay at, that Marriott there on South Collier Boulevard. It's one of my favorite places to stay down there. I mean, this is the first time in most of our lifetimes that the entire world is all facing the same imminent threat. Because on one hand, you know, we're constantly being told we're all in this together. But on the other hand, we're also shutting down our borders and stopping international travel. So one day when this is finally over and we have some distance from this, do you think it's going to bring the world closer together or push us further apart? They asked people that question. And people were twice as likely to say this shared experience is actually going to bring the world together.
I think so. I hope that's the case. I hope that's true. I think it will definitely, when it first, that first big wave, you know, when we're all free again to go about our lives, I think, for a while, definitely we're going to come together. I just hope it lasts.
Me too.
A really long time. I hope we hold on to it. I hope we're conscious of it as it's happening and appreciating it and remembering how we're thinking about things and feeling about each other so we can hold on to that. think it could be really, really beautiful when we come out on the other side.
Think of the coming out parties that are going to take place when everybody's kind of... I mean, we think about, because we're living this existence in Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana, but there's a lot of states that have not imposed any kind of real travel restrictions.
Real restrictions.
Yeah, the governor of Rhode Island says, oh, we're not going there. We're not doing that. All right. Well... 35% of people say it's actually not going to make a difference. It will for a little bit, and then we'll, you know, go back to the way we always were. But women are more likely than men to say it'll bring us closer together.
I mean, I think there's opportunity here for permanent change. I mean, within ourselves, even in just the past week and a half, the amount of time just spending at home and being with my people and experiencing just that groundedness that comes with a peaceful living, because we have no choice. We've got nowhere to go. We've got nothing to do unless, you know, praise you if you're still working throughout all of this, especially if you're in the healthcare field. But the majority of us are forced to completely and totally stop. I'm getting a whole new, I'm remembering what it feels like to be relaxed just from not having to rush around all over.
It's weird.
Place.
Yeah,
and it feels really, really good when I allow myself to sit in it and appreciate it and realize, you know, I don't got to run around like an idiot today and do 8 million things.
You might actually really get used to this. You may be sad when this is over.
I'm kind of like already settling into this whole idea of working from home.
I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, first of all, I don't want to do this forever because I do enjoy clearly leaving my house, seeing you guys, the three of you and our other coworkers and friends. And I love touching them and hugging and all of that stuff. But I was thinking about this, like if my kid was sick or if something happened and I had to stay home, I'm like, what a cool way that I could still be a part of the show, but have to be home. So that's kind of like a neat evolutionary thought, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Hi, baby P.
That's my daughter. She's like, she's in the background. She's like, Mommy, were you talking about me being sick? I'm like, no, you're not sick.
Boy, she really is your daughter, man. Are you talking about me?
She's so cute.
Were you talking about me? What were you saying about me?
Here comes the new Fritch world. Get ready for it. She's like.
She has a lot to tell you right now, and it's very important, apparently.
It does. It's really important. If you guys are friends with us on Snapchat, Jeff and Jen Q102 on Snapchat, I've been trying to keep up with that as well as all of our other social media platforms. But I did show, like, my desk today, and at the bottom of the desk, I have set her up with her own workstation. Actually, her dad did. He put the blanket down, so she's got a little keyboard there and a little iPad there, and she's got her breakfast and her drink. And so she's, like, working at home. In the same room. So she's my new cubicle coworker today.
So what are we having for breakfast at the Fritch household?
Well, Daddy got up and with Penelope, they played chef for about, I don't know, 8 minutes and they made scrambled eggs.
Oh,
and,
I love scrambled eggs.
Some toast with butter, and she got to put in the pepper and the salt and whisk it up. And I was like, thanks, you know, thanks Daddy for making the breakfast. And she goes, no Mommy, I'm the chef.
Oh, right.
Cool it. You're cool.
And Jen, what are we having for breakfast this morning at the gym?
Well, I just DoorDashed Panera Bread is what I did.
Oh,
I just couldn't take it anymore.
What did you get?
I wanted that. I wanted the scrambled egg, bacon, and cheese on the ciabatta bread, and I need some coffee because I did not go out and replace my Keurig that I threw in the garbage yesterday.
Oh.
So I have no coffee.
Because she didn't want to clean it.
Because I didn't want to clean it. Plus, it's red. It's not going to go in the new house. So
I have an idea. Maybe we could get online to Bed Bath & Beyond, and we could send Jen a Keurig for her birthday, like early birthday present.
I can't wait that long. Oh,
I mean,
you
clearly
mean,
we're
going
to send it to you now, not in June.
Well, they're probably not even open. Is Bed Bath
Online
& Beyond?
Online is. Yes, okay. Online is. I got a text notification from them.
Can they get it here today?
Online sales, but they are not doing in-store.
I need it by tomorrow morning because I just cannot keep this up.
How far are you from like a Dunkin' or a Starbucks or someplace?
I have two different Starbucks that are really close, but they don't.
I was going to say, like, could you sneak out in the morning? Because all the places around here open at 5. Just drive-in only. But I mean, theoretically, you could, you know, throw some pants on and run out.
There's a Starbucks.
She's not going anywhere.
Know,
are you
right?
Crazy?
There's a Starbucks really close to the
farm.
But yeah, Fritch is right. I don't know if I'd go in. I want
not even for coffee.
It could not be at the end of
the driveway, and I don't know if she would go out there, would you?
Unless at the end of the driveway? No, they got, no.
They have to come to the door.
That's not true. When I'm craving coffee, I will move heaven and earth to get it.
If I crave a specific coffee, like I am a huge fan of the white chocolate mocha. And so if I am craving one of those,
you mean
I
don't, a milkshake? Is there
one? Exactly. Yes. Is there one that has more calories than that one? I think that is the Mac Daddy of them all.
Some of them
I think
do.
It's got more sugar than any of them, which makes, you know, perfect sense because I did go to Kroger yesterday and end up in the Easter candy aisle, you know, telling myself, oh, I'm not going to buy anything. And I bought the 20-pound bag of the mini eggs, you know?
Oh, yum.
What are they calling it? The Corona 25?
Yeah, that's what our boss Patty said. She texted and was like, you know, you're putting on the Corona 25. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, eating at home. But, yeah, I mean, if I have a craving for that particular coffee, then I will go.
Well, I heard that Peeps has stopped production at its factory. Did you guys hear about this?
No. I heard that, too. Yeah, this is sad.
So
we'll be fine.
Just Born. Just Born is the company that makes Peeps, and they just announced that they're going to stop production at their factories in Pennsylvania because of the, quote, rapidly evolving COVID-19 situation. There are probably still plenty of Peeps available at stores right now if you want them. They've been out for weeks, and they got them in just about every color imaginable. There just might not be an unlimited supply of Peeps or a ton left over after Easter that get marked down to 75% off the next day. Just Born, by the way, they also make other candies, including Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales. So those could be in limited supplies for a while as well. But
I love the Mike and Ike.
As I was walking around the Kroger just trying to pick up some of the essentials last time I was there the other day, I noticed that it seemed like the Easter candy wasn't really being snatched up. You know, everybody was kind of focused on toilet paper and things like that.
Yeah, well,
usually those Easter aisles are
fix that.
Usually those Easter aisles are torn apart, but these are actually pretty well organized and stocked.
Yeah, they are. They are. There's plenty there. There is no shortage. And I got some paper towels yesterday at Kroger. And they had everything I needed. But I'm shopping when I go just with a whole different brain of like, okay, only getting what I really need and then asking myself, what do I really need? And only getting that. It's already changed the way that I'm shopping.
What quantities were they limiting to the last time you were there? Was it three or has they brought it down to two or one?
I think it was two.
Okay.
I think it was two. I just grabbed one.
Yeah.
That
number's been slowly going down. I think like at first it was five and then it was three and now it might be two. That would make sense. And I know a lot of places are just doing one depending on what their supply is.
I was telling you guys yesterday a little later in the show, because I haven't had time to really, I've been trying to like mom and do this too, so I haven't had time to like actually run to Kroger, but I was telling you for the first time ever, I went on to like the Kroger app and I did the Kroger delivery, which I think I paid $9.95 for, which was amazing.
Worth every penny.
And I have never, like, I am one of those people that love going to the grocery store because I like picking out all of my own stuff and touching stuff and feeling things, which I shouldn't be doing right now anyway. But yesterday I did my first Kroger delivery with Instant Cart, and it was amazing. I just was like, this is so cool. My chick, her name was Elizabeth, she was like sending me a picture of, like, they don't have the dino nuggets. Is there anything else you would want? And it was like a picture of like the frozen area. And I'm like, get that Tyson one on the right or whatever it is. And I had never, they send you like text messages. They tell you when they have left the store to come to your house and you can tip them right on there. And they left everything at the door.
That is serious customer service.
Oh,
it is insane.
Incredible. And I did have to sign for the wine because I did order some wine. But if you don't order alcohol, you can absolutely have like a no touch whatsoever situation.
Yeah.
They had the screens. I was so surprised at how incredible it was.
Yeah. When I was there, they had the screens in place now, the clear plastic shields between the cashier and the customer. So that was new when I was in there yesterday. That was cool to see. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
they're letting them
understand.
Wear gloves now too, I think, Jen, to like scan everything because people have been touching everything and they're letting them wear gloves and the face shields.
They had a girl posted at the carts wiping everything down before the customers take them. So they're wiping stuff down for us. So it was a really great experience, but you can understand with that kind of customer service why they're hiring, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to need
lots
more
people.
Yeah.
very excited about the sneeze guards.
Is that what they're called, sneeze guards?
Yeah, those little plastic or plexiglass thingies or whatever. I'm wondering if they'll just keep those up permanently, you know, after that's
over. It looks funny. It looks weird when you kind of walk up and it's there.
Right.
It's like they are going to have to, you know, swing by and Windex those every once in a while. Because they'll get a little, yeah, a little like glasses do and you wouldn't be able to see through it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.